Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, Jolenta.
Hey, Kristen.
It's been a while since we talked to Samaya.
Or real. Is she still in school? Is she still hanging out with her cool kids club? Is she making fried rice and remembering to take care of herself while honoring her family legacy all at the same time?
Oh my gosh, I am so curious to hear about everything she's still doing or not doing, and I think we definitely need to check in with her.
And I very much want us to read some of the listener mail we got about Samaya's episode.
Yes, I want to read that mail. I want to hear the comments. I want to hear from Samaya. I want to do it all. So let's get this We Love You and So Can You follow-up episode underway. After each main episode of We Love You and So Can You, we do a follow-up with the most recent guest because, hey, like you, we're dying to know how they're doing.
So last week, our episode focused on Samaya. She's a student at a prestigious law school. She's feeling stressed about her surroundings because they are very stressful. And she was fearing that she was abandoning her ideals and her identity.
But after 2 weeks of living by our prescription, she was being a little less hard on herself and even laughing and having some fun along the way.
So let's see how Samaya's doing now, if she's still enjoying herself, even though her surroundings suck sometimes. Not always. Sometimes they make you feel conflicty, you know. Lindsay, let's call her up, please.
Samaya, hello.
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 Aw, you sound so sweet.
It's so good to hear your voice again. It's been a while since we last spoke. How are you doing?
Well, I'm losing my voice. So, one of my friends today said that it was probably psychosomatic, which I think is like a good summary of how my week is going.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, everything's just insane.
What's insane? You're back in school? Is it work? Personal life? All of the above?
Because I have like a lot of responsibilities in school. Like, I'm on a bunch of boards, and then I'm a 2L, and that means like I'm writing a paper and doing all this stuff. Anyway, it ended up causing the end of my 5-year relationship.
Oh my gosh,
we're so sorry.
We're so sorry. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's like a very sort of like adult wanting more time than the other person can give and no one being wrong kind of situation. So it's not like,
yeah,
you know.
Just timing and life-wise, you guys aren't able to meet your needs and each other's needs like at the same time.
Exactly.
Sorry you're dealing with that. But also, I mean, I'm kind of impressed. Is that horrible to say about a breakup? But I'm impressed that you both seem to know so clearly what you're about and what you're working towards and what you're able to give right now in a relationship that, like, it's a very, like you said, adult decision to be like, I need to focus on this.
Well, are you getting the support you need? Have you been hanging out at least with the cool kids club or with other people who can support you? Are you reading like Toni Morrison or watching K-pop videos? What are you doing to take care of yourself?
Well, I also got laid out with a flu the same week. So
it's like a pile on this week.
Oh, wow.
I told my friends and they've all been like really sweet and supportive and I've been hanging out with them.
Good. In the midst of all this stuff, are you doing any of the steps still that we laid out for you before?
Yeah, no, I've been spending like a reasonable amount of time actually like doing like gratitude exercises and like meditations in the morning.
Oh,
just with, like, how do I want to feel? And I've been actually, I remember this of like, you know, getting stuff done, like turning stress into productivity. What I'll do is I'll study for like until like a set point, and then I'll do like a 10-minute workout video and then study to a set point and do like a 10-minute workout video and get my workouts in that way, because I realized I like felt really uncomfortable spending an hour working out.
Yeah.
But this way it like
that's such
happens.
A good study workout hack.
That is a yes. hack I want to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that from you. That is such a good idea.
I have to say, if the Sameha we met a while ago when we first met you was facing all the shit you're facing now, I think I would be worried like about you feeding yourself and showering. And now I know you're opening up to friends. You're meditating in the morning. Like, girl, holy shit.
Yeah, it's definitely been like a lot better, I think. And I think it's interesting because, like, I've had to spend, I mean, the whole thing about being on board, I think it's my first, like, real, like, leadership political thing. And it's basically just people yelling at you all the time.
Whoa. Right? Sounds fun.
I'm just like, you're wrong. But I think it's just, like, very much forced me to be like, okay, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And, like, be really okay with not being able to, like, control people's reactions to me.
Oh, yes.
That's so good.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how to do that? Because I want to control everything all the time.
Well, I think it was actually like tied to the mission statement thing. It was for me like, okay, if I'm acting in like accordance with my moral principles, like, that's it.
I know I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's so good.
That's amazing. I like very much want to cry right now.
I'm just so happy. I mean, it sounds like, you know, one of the words that came up more than once when we last talked with you was faith. Like you were starting to have some faith in yourself. And I'm so glad that faith hasn't evaporated. If anything, it sounds like it's just grown and grown.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten stronger and become like a very solid driving force that you can trust the shit out of.
Yeah. Are we reading things correctly? Or are we just saying things hopefully?
True. I think I definitely, I think there's like a different stage in my life, right, where I would have been like, not that I'm not devastated about the breakup, but like I blamed myself for it in a way that's like, well, I should have given up these things or I should have done this. And now it's just like, no, this is just shitty timing.
Yeah, like, it's just hard.
All right, Sameha. So it sounds like there's a lot of tough stuff going on right now, some good stuff. Are there any things that are big that you're looking forward to? Any big, you know, changes or revelations since we've last talked with you?
Oh, and I guess this is a thing. I do kind of know what I want to do for my career.
What the fuck?
Oh, what? You
again,
hit that.
Lindsay,
what?
This is the second time someone has dropped like a crazy bomb on us when we're like, we're basically done.
What? What is it?
Yeah.
I want to be a tax professor. I want to go on the market as a tax professor and like work on basically figuring out how to restructure international tax so we can tax tech companies, which is like a huge problem right now.
Oh my gosh, please do that. Solve all our problems. Take that money and put it towards all the stuff we need money for.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yes. Oh,
and
you
so
guys,
necessary.
Sameha's going to solve all our problems.
Yeah. You are the right person for this job, and the world will be lucky to have you when you do it.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a very hard problem, but it's interesting, and a lot of people are working on it, which is nice.
And I feel like it really marries a lot of the things you've said you were passionate about. You're like, I like taxes, but I don't know what to do with that. And, like, obviously, fighting for justice always and, like, redistribution of power and wealth. And it's like, oh, here they are, hand in hand. Perfect job.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and I just really enjoy teaching and realize that I should just do that.
Well, Sameha, we're so thrilled. Everything's going so great for you, despite all the things that are not going great for you. It sounds like you're actually just in such a good place right now. And we're going to be cheering for you, not just now, but down the road when you have that tax job.
And when you save the world.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Sameha. We love you.
We love you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
God, Sameha has been through so much since we last talked with her. I mean, the tough stuff is obviously, like, you know, going through a breakup is huge.
Yeah, that's... Ugh.
But also great things, you know, figuring out what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
And, you know, she was so indecisive when we first met her. Every decision.
She had to be reminded to, like, make a decision to take a shower.
Yes.
And feed herself, let alone, like, think about the direction you want to head. Inspired by yourself and not your surroundings, family pressures, you know, family guilt, whatever.
Yes. And she just sounds so much less in battle with herself over
totally.
Things. Totally. And what also I think sounds great is even if for some reason this thing that she's decided she wants to do now, even if it changes, I get the impression from her tone right now that it's not going to be the end of her world.
She won't be like, well, I made the wrong decision back then and fucked my future forever. Like, yeah. That's less happening less and less.
Yes. And so I have to say, just talking with her now, my heart feels so full. And Samaya, thank you
great.
So much. Thank you. And for everybody else out there who's been writing in saying, I want to be the next Samaya, you know what? The best way to reach out to us, as much as we love it when you tweet us and respond to us on Instagram, the best way to write to us is via our email address, which is weloveyoupod@gmail.com. And when you write us there, you can tell us about your predicament, what your ideal outcome is, all the details about yourself that you think are relevant. Again, that's weloveyoupod@gmail.com.
We're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from all of you. We're going to talk your thoughts on Samaya's journey.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with listener mail, and turns out a lot of you out there, like Samaya, also worry that every decision you make might set you on the wrong course or on a course you can't change.
So relatable. Amy says, I related to this episode so much. I constantly question my life choices and often feel like the bad decisions that I have made have stunted me in some way. On the other hand, though, if I didn't make those bad decisions, I would have never learned those valuable lessons or met my amazing boyfriend.
Okay, Amy, first of all, making a decision doesn't stunt you. Not making a decision is what stunts you.
Oh my gosh. Anything that leads to growth is good.
Yes.
Growth can be learning, I hated that or that person. Like, I should have not dated for 5 years. Next time I date a dud, I'll know that. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I have made so many bad life and career decisions, and somehow I'm doing something I enjoy with friends. So, you know, mistakes help us learn what we want and what we don't want. And even if it may feel like a huge fail based on your environment and like current mindset, probably isn't. And you're going to learn and end up in a better place.
Yeah. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people start on a certain path and they think they screwed up by being on that path and they switched another
path.
Or
like this thing derailed my life in this way. Like, fact. And
but,
it's like,
but maybe it just opened a door to a new place for you to be, and that's great.
Yeah, and like where you are is probably way cooler and better than you ever imagined where you were would have been. It's just, but you really could picture where you were and it worked. And
yeah.
I mean, get it.
I think I talk about Julia Child a lot because she's like one of my heroes, but I'm just going to mention her again because, hey, she started off as a spy. And then she became the greatest culinary, like, personality of our
lifetimes. Yeah, she was like, you
know
what? I need to shift gears.
Yeah,
and
it's like, was it a mistake to just be a spy all those years? No, that wasn't a mistake. But it was something back then, and now I'm changing my path now. That didn't stunt me. It was just something different that I did then. And now I'm doing this other thing.
Tough.
And it's fine. It's totally fine. All right. Should we move on to this letter from Linda?
Yes.
Linda says, So often I doubt myself and my choices. Am I doing the right thing? Will this make me happy? Will this make my family happy? I ended up taking a course in mindfulness and acceptance and commitment training, and it helped me to gain some perspective about my values and what I stand for. And now, whenever I doubt myself or my choices, I think about whether that choice is in line with my core values. It does help.
I love that. I also like that you can, you know, turn to just straight up learning to help you, because sometimes it's what's stressing you out, but also it can be what helps you, like just going to straight up get some more knowledge in the area you're struggling with.
And I also love that Linda really just distills it down to one thing. Mm-hmm. Is this in line with my core values? And for everyone, the one thing might be different.
Yeah.
Like, is this in line with this one thing that I need to take care of at this moment in my
life?
Or,
but just being aware of that core value or the one motivating thing helps, because I think a lot of the time we're just told, like, these are your values, whether it's the family mm-hmm. giving them to you, your institution, your culture, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I've been blindly following these values, but I feel doubt a lot. Like, maybe I need to check my compass.
Yes. Yes.
I also love this letter we got from Julie, who says, when I'm doubting my decisions, I turn to one of my many affirmations. Here are a few of my favorites. Be compassionate and kind to yourself first. Trust in your ability to make decisions. Don't catastrophize what might happen and just be grateful. You are strong and capable. Have the courage to be imperfect.
Those are all good affirmations. I love two of them in particular. Have the courage to be imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
We're all imperfect. By the way, all of us are.
I'm perfect. I'm kidding. It's a very imperfect thing for me to harp on is my perfection.
But we're all imperfect. And then just owning it is courageous. Like,
I also
it's
love
fine.
Trust your ability to make decisions. I feel like so much of the time, at least for me, I am like, well, the school says this, or dad said that, or like society often says this. So like, that'll be my decision. It's like, no, like, trust your gut. Even if X institution is saying go this way and you're like, my heart says go that way. Mm-hmm. Like, you can follow it and trust in your ability to know what's right for you.
Yeah. And the other one I love, don't catastrophize. Oh my gosh.
That one.
That's something that Samaya also said. You know, that whole.
A huge deal.
Yeah. When she was talking about Toni Morrison and jazz, and the whole book seems to be set up for this catastrophe that never comes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh shit. Even when you're like, I see this coming 50 miles away.
Yeah. Do
it
you
might
really?
Not.
Do you really? Or did you just make that up or plan for something that's. You're planning for the worst. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't need to plan for the worst all the time.
Ugh, so important.
Yeah. You know, being prepared is one thing. Planning for the worst is another. All right. I love this letter from Simone. Simone says, I failed a class in college. It was freshman year, which at my school was pass/no record, but it still felt awful. I went on to graduate with a 4.5 GPA out of 5. After grad school, I was rejected from a job I really wanted. This gave me the opportunity to move abroad with my husband and get a fantastic job in Europe. Now that I'm approaching 40, I have a lot more perspective on failures. Oh,
yeah. I love that a freshman being like, pass no record is the end of my life. No record means no record, y'all.
Yeah.
It's not pass fail. There's not a fail on your record. Also, no one cares about your record after school. But again, I could totally relate to that being like, ah, I can't do adulthood or college or like this baby step.
Oh my gosh. I failed a class in college. It wasn't pass no record. It was pass fail. And
yeah.
It was
I also was like, what is pass no record? I want to go to that school, but that's another debate.
But yeah.
I agree. All of these failures of like that job I needed to get that you didn't. And then you're like, oh, no, wait. And the thing I did afterwards was way better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kristen, we also had a lot of listeners writing in who just wanted to give props to Samaya's support team.
Oh, she did have a good support team.
Katie says, I loved when Samaya's supervisor reassured her that most of what's worrying her now won't matter in a few years.
Yeah, it will not matter. It will not matter. You know how I said a few minutes ago I got an F in mm-hmm. college?
Did it matter?
Oh, it ruined my whole life. It's all over. No, it didn't matter. It really didn't matter.
No one cares. I couldn't even tell you what grades I got ever. And no one gives a shit except for the people who are working at those schools making it a huge deal when it maybe wasn't as big of a deal.
You know how many jobs have asked me about my GPA as an undergraduate?
Zero.
Yes, exactly zero. Nobody cares.
Bye-bye grades. Yes, do well in school. Learn. But learn for yourself. Don't learn for the man.
Yeah.
Don't learn for the rules.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. I did go to graduate school two separate times.
You know? But that's because you wanted to learn about things, not because you wanted gold stars.
Yes, and maybe it would have been harder to get into graduate school if I had straight Fs, but I didn't. I tried. Mm-hmm. I did my best, but you know what? I also kept in mind none of this really matters that much.
Exactly. Perspective helps.
Yes.
It helps.
Love that supervisor. Samaya, that supervisor, keep that person in your life as a mentor.
Supervising all of us.
Yes. All right. Lakshmi wrote in with this. I loved Samaya's friend, Maya, and I loved that you told Samaya to assemble a cool kids club. She clearly shined brightest when she was surrounded by love and when she was able to give love to others. I suppose most of us do.
I think this is super important to remember, though, because it sounds so simple written out. Like, looking at this in the script, I'm like, duh. But also, like, oh, my gosh, we forget that. I feel like I related to Samaya a lot in that she isolates, I think, when she's overwhelmed, when she's stressed, when she's worried.
Either that or she'll go out and party but then not talk about her feelings.
Right, right. She wants to escape or isolate instead of, like, interacting, connecting, being vulnerable. And it's hard to remember when you're in that mode of, like, survive, feed yourself, and hide or escape to be like, oh, even though connecting feels scary and you know, if you're in, like, a self-loathing phase, you're like, everyone will just hate me the way I hate me, or I don't want to bring people down, or, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, no, we tend to always bring each other up. And like, even though it feels probably like the last thing you want to do, like, pushing yourself to connect with even just one person like Maya, that, you know, like, it will help and remind you, like, love is always here and always accessible, even when your school makes you feel like shit.
Yeah. And I would argue that love is much more important than status or a lot of other things that the school are saying are important.
How dare you say that?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I agree.
That love is all around.
Love, it will matter more than your grades in the end.
Love will keep us together.
Mm.
All you need is love. Okay, I'm going to stop
love
now.
Love is a many splendid thing. Love, lift us up where we belong. Yeah, we've all seen Moulin Rouge and memorized the soundtrack when we were 10, Kristen.
That's not from Moulin Rouge.
No, I know, but then I went on the Moulin Rouge spree.
Okay, got it. All right, we're going
to enough talking about a movie that has nothing to do with We Love You and So Can You.
No, we need to take a quick break. But when we're back, we'll share our We Love You recommendations for the week and give you a preview of next week's episode.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back, and now it is time for our We Love You recommendations for the week. These are things that just filled our hearts with joy this week. So, Kristen, I want to start with you. What filled you with joy this week? What can you recommend to all of our listeners who might want a little loving pick-me-up?
All right. So my recommendation for the week is the newest season of The Great British Bake Off, which is also called The Great British Baking Show, depending on what part of the world you're in, because there are copyright laws in the U.S.
Pillsbury apparently owns Bake Off.
Yes, they do.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to pay them.
Anywho. I'm recommending The Great British Bake Off. And the newest season just concluded last week or the week before. And I just loved the current season, but I love all seasons of the show. And what I love about it that is pertinent to this week is that everyone is trying their best in this super stressful situation. And sometimes it doesn't matter if a person follows a recipe exactly, things still go wrong. And that's okay. Everyone around them still loves them and supports them. Their lives aren't ruined when they're eliminated.
They're also supportive. Also, whenever they're like, it's a disaster, it's going wrong, then they're like, and they came in number two and did a great job.
Or they got eliminated and it was fine. Yeah. Their lives weren't destroyed.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great metaphor for the world that Samaya is in. It's high stress. It feels like the whole future is on the line, but it's actually not. There are a lot of directions you can go after being on the world's most popular baking show, just as there are a lot of directions you can go after attending one of the world's most prestigious law programs.
True, true, true.
And those directions don't necessarily have to include baking or the law. They can, but they don't have to. And either way, you'll be fine. And either way, there's going to be people nearby to hug you and eat cake with you and cheer
say
for you.
The things you make are incredible.
Yes. Good bake. Good bake.
Good bake. Soggy bottom.
That's the Great British Bake Off. That's my recommendation for the
week.
How about you, Jolenta? What's your We Love You recommendation for the week?
My We Love You recommendation for this week was inspired by Samaya turning to Toni Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. And like, what a figure to turn to.
Yes.
And I was like, who did I turn to when I was in school feeling like a lot of pressure? And I was like, obviously, I have to recommend all three seasons of Strangers with Candy.
Oh, Amy Sedaris.
Amy Sedaris, Stephen Colbert, and Paul Dinello, who works behind the scenes now for The Late Show and Amy Sedaris' show. They are a comedy trio that had a show on Comedy Central called Strangers with Candy from 1999 to 2000-something.
Still widely available online,
yeah,
by the way.
It's online. I have some DVD sets. Basically, it's sort of a really dark spoof on an after-school special about if someone who lived a very hard life returned back to high school in their 40s as though they were a high schooler, sort of, and everyone just sort of accepts the reality. It's very weird. It's not politically correct. It's just, it's very indignant. And it really helped me when I was in school feeling, like, suffocated by other people's ideals and, like, not knowing who I am and being like, I'm so weird compared to everyone else, just watching, like, the journey of a self-identified freak going back to school and not belonging even harder than I felt like I wasn't belonging was so fun and refreshing and funny.
Mm. So Strangers with Candy is your recommendation for the week. Great British Bake Off is mine. Again, widely available everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check them out.
And now it is one of my favorite times in these episodes. It's the time where we give a teaser for next week's We Love You and So Can You episode.
Yes. Lindsay, can you hit it?
Hi, I'm Brooke. I am a 30-something Black woman living in Los Angeles. I'm a television writer. I have a puppy. And in my free time, I am paddleboarding or running or sitting out in the sun.
That's Brooke, a fabulous catch who isn't finding too much fabulous in the world of dating.
Will we help her dive into the deep end of the dating pool?
Will we find her a husband?
Are we going to be officiating her wedding?
Listen next week to find out.
That's it for this episode of We Love You and So Can You. Our producer, who we love and also you should love, is Lindsay Cradwell.
Our editor is John Delore. Daisy Rosario is our executive producer. Chris Bannon is our chief content officer. And Casey Holford composed our theme song and mixed this episode.
Don't forget to stay in touch with us. If you have feedback, advice, stories to share about someone on We Love You who you resonated with, let us know. Email us your responses at welovepod@gmail.com. Tweet us your responses at welovepod, at Jolenta G, and at Kristen Meinzer. And you can get wild and you can leave us a voicemail with your thoughts, stories, advice, anything. You can call us at 601-LOVE-171. Kristen, what's the real number?
That's 601-568-3171. Also, please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. It helps other people find the show and love the show. And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show. Tell a professor about the show. Tell a lawyer about the show.
Definitely tell your lawyer about the show.
Yeah, definitely do that. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
And remember, we love you.
And so can you. Oh, jeez.
You almost sounded Minnesota.
I know, I did.
Oh, jeez.
My mom, I mean, it comes out. I was raised, when I was a little kid, people would ask me if I was from Chicago all the time because my parents moved.
It's like, the same accent.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, well, I mean, both my parents speak with Midwestern accents, and that's how I learned how to talk, so I
guess. Why she sounds so good.
Stitcher.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.